Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, have you ever heard of your synergy card? Because we've done shows on our birth cards of the 52-card deck. We're going to expand on that in this show. We're going to offer you a new opportunity that you'll be amazed about, that really helps you get deeper into your soul journey and your journey with others. And to help us do that is our card expert, who's back again, the author of the book, Play Your Cards Right. And he's going to help us understand all about synergy cards. Alexander Dunlop, welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you for having me back, Peter. Pleasure.
Yeah, it's so much fun to talk with you because you always enlighten us. And so let's understand, first of all, for those who haven't heard our shows before about cards, let's just quickly talk about what we're talking about.
Sure. Well, the deck of 52 playing cards actually is an ancient book of unbound sacred geometry. And was hidden in plain sight. Based on the numbers of our date of birth, we have 13 cards in our life path. And these cards show us what we might call our soul's blueprint for our life. And it's only recently been recovered, this knowledge that was hidden. And it's my belief that it's come back to us now at this time to help with our evolution on this planet so that we can move to the next level of consciousness in how we operate together as a species, so we can be in tune with ourselves and then in tune with our planet, in tune with each other.
Right, and the insights for this are incredible. And so people, if they want to know what their birth card is, mm-hmm. to see what we're talking about, they can go to your website and actually find out what their birth card is. So what is it?
That's right. I started a nonprofit organization to share this knowledge. And the website is lifeelevated.life. Great. And you can go there, lifeelevated.life, put in your date of birth, and you'll get a free reading on your birth card, which is the first card in your life path.
And that's a big deal.
Yeah. It's like your sun sign in astrology.
Right. So we have this opportunity now to not only know our birth cards, and we've done many shows over the years, mm-hmm. on the deck of cards, on what each card means, and we continue to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's more and more enlightening every time, even though we might talk about the same card two or three times, mm-hmm. we have other aspects of it that we bring into play. But this is something new that you just introduced to me recently that I'm fascinated by, and really explains a lot. Not that the rest of the cards don't. It's amazing how deep you can go with not only the birth card, but then there are ruling cards, and then there's cards related to every planet, mm-hmm. and they all play a big role in our lives. Mm-hmm. We have our shadow cards, and I think we've done a show on shadow cards, mm-hmm. that are the cards that trip us up in life and create challenge. Mm-hmm. And there are gift cards and all kinds of opportunities. So this is a new opportunity called the Synergy Card.
Yes.
And I'm fascinated by it, and it answers so many questions for me. So can you just give a brief introduction and about what a Synergy Card means?
Yes. So we have two primary cards in our life, the birth card and the personality card. You refer to it as a ruling card. I call it our personality card. These are the two fundamental patterns of our life, and it is sacred geometry. These are patterns. And to me, these patterns represent energy waves, which, of course, we're all energy. So these cards are a conceptual tool to see the energy that we are in. And what happens when we combine these two primary cards together, as we get in music, we get an overtone. We get like a chord is played whenever you play multiple notes simultaneously. If they are in harmony, it creates an overtone. There's a synergy there. And this is what I started to realize happens in our cards to play. So that, let's say, when we're playing our cards right, pun intended, of the birth card and the personality card, there's an overtone, a synergy between them. So there's a third, it's like a dialectic also, there's a third order. And this overtone, this harmony, and this synergy gives us like the higher purpose of our life. And we calculate it very simply by adding together the values of the birth card and the personality card to get the value of the third card. And we can talk about how to calculate that value.
Right, it's mathematical.
It's mathematics, yeah.
Right, and we'll talk about that. And my view in the way that you're saying it and how I've experienced it, it's like it's a card that's playing a harmonic with us. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a background energy that moves us along. Because I do think that all our cards are at play in our soul purpose.
That's right.
And so it doesn't necessarily, it just helps explain our soul purpose even better, but it doesn't have a unique value to it outside of the cards, other than it helps a lot to feel the vibe of this different card that is always at work in our personality, but in ways that we get an aha about it rather than, oh yeah, I knew that all along. You know, we can say that after we learn it.
I personally had an aha moment, but I get that. It can be what you're describing also.
Right. And so I want to look at that right away, because that's one way that people can find help from the synergy card. Mm-hmm. Because we learn more about ourselves.
Right.
The only solution is to learn about your personality card. You really have to look at a chart of cards that isn't on your website or any others that I know of. And so it's in the book, your book, Play Your Cards Right, in the back has a chart, mm-hmm, of both our birth and our personality cards. And you can find both and then do the math and get your synergy card.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit then about the math, just so folks know that.
But first, I just want to say that you don't have to follow this journey of finding a synergy card for yourself, because it's also incredibly impactful to put the birth cards of two people together and find their mutual synergy card, mm-hmm, that explains the purpose of their relationship.
Yeah.
And so that'll make it easier for our audience to right away go to work without having to buy a book, although I encourage buying the book, but they can at least find out the birth card of any other person who they're in a relationship with, their children, their business associates, their, you know, significant others, and see what each of them is doing with them in life, what their journey is. So this is an amazing opportunity. So let's talk about the math.
Sure. So the cards 1 through 52, right? Yeah, that's the numbers. The hearts are 1 through 13, Ace of Hearts to the King of Hearts. And then the King of Clubs, the Ace of Clubs is 14, then to 26, King of Clubs. And then we start the diamonds, 27 through 39, Ace of Diamonds to King of Diamonds. And then Ace of Spades, 40 up to the King of Spades, 52. So the cards have a numeric value, 1 through 52. So for instance, my birth card is the 9 of Hearts. So the solar value or the numeric value is 9. Then my personality card is the 7 of Clubs, and that solar value is 20. So you add 9 plus 20, you get 29, which is the three of diamonds. So then my synergy of my cards is the three of diamonds. And the aha moment that I mentioned earlier that I had was one of my childhood heroes was and is Henry David Thoreau. Always loved his writing, loved his concept of march to the beat of your own drum, carpe diem and all that. And his birth card is the three of diamonds. And so I was always drawn to his teaching. And I'm like, that's it. That's the way. And I wrote a big paper about him in graduate school. And so when I found out my synergy card is his birth card, so his way of being was really attractive to me. I was like, oh, no wonder. Like, that's what I aspire to. That's the synergy of my life. That's the higher order purpose of my life. So that was my aha moment. Like, oh, wow, that makes a lot of sense. And so then just to round out the math a bit, if you add up, let's do yours, for example, Peter. Okay. Your four of clubs is the number 17, and the jack of spades is 50. So we add those together, we get 67. Wait, did I do this right? Four of clubs is 17. Let me get my book. No.
Well, the 13 of the hearts plus four is 17.
That's right. So four clubs is 17, and then the jack of spades is
has to be 50.
That's right. So then 50 plus 17 is 67. So I had it right, doubting myself. And whenever it's above 52, we subtract 52. So we go 67 minus 52 is 15, and 15 is the two of clubs.
Right.
So then your synergy is the two of clubs. And I know from knowing you that you've mentioned to me how much you value and want to have a mind-to-mind connection, that two of clubs, that we're going to connect our minds and have a synergy with our minds.
The two of clubs is highly interactive. I love to talk with people, love to share ideas with people.
Yeah, and here we are right now in a radio show, this two of clubs moment.
Exactly. And well, it's also interesting that the two of clubs is my Mercury card.
Two of diamonds is your Mercury card.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, you know better. Interesting. But it's a two.
It's another two, yeah.
So, no, I'm fascinated by that. You're amazing how, you know, you just know everybody's hand just like that.
Oh, it's funny, too, when I meet people, I might forget their names, but I remember their cards. I'll see them a few years later. I'll be like, oh, six of diamonds.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how I remember people now.
That's great. And so, but the two is still how I think is still interactive as a synergy card, but how my life works is interactive too because of the two of diamonds.
Well, that's right. And just to share something we were talking about off air, we were talking about doing a show where you get to share your knowledge. And your response to me was, you do better when someone asks you questions. Right. And that's that dialogical aspect again. And
I love that.
That's where you thrive. When there's this two of clubs, someone else is talking and asking questions. That brings out your best, your highest purpose.
Yes, that's fascinating. So, all right. So mathematically, we just showed how we achieve these synergy cards. And so that's using, for instance, my two cards that show up right away in the chart. But for a lot of people, they're not going to have access to those two cards that quickly, unless they have a book. And they can easily find out the cards of anybody whose birthday they know.
Yes, you can look up on the Life Elevated website and you can see your birth card. The part that could be a little tricky is this math of 1 through 52. That chart is not available online, but you can figure it out. If you know hearts are 1 through 13, clubs are 14 to 26, diamonds 27 to 39, and spades 40 to 52.
Yeah, so the easy thing is that there are 13 cards in each suit. Mm-hmm. And so you know that it goes from hearts to clubs to diamonds to spades.
Yeah.
And now, what's wonderful is seeing the results, seeing what synergy cards come up. Mm. And I know that, for instance, for my wife and I, our synergy card is the Six of Diamonds.
Yes, which means there would be a faded karmic quality to your relationship.
Okay.
Like the way that you would have met even would have had a kind of a faded way that you met, and you've come together for a very specific purpose to resolve some karma together. And
but it's also the diamonds have to do with having enough to live on.
Sure. Yeah, having a good accounting in your relationship, having the balance of the debits and the credits, and having that financial harmony.
Because it's a karma card, people who are sixes are always striving to have good karma. And, you know, to play it right, to live correctly.
Would you say that your relationship has had good karma?
Yes.
I would think so. I mean, having it as your, yes, a Six of Diamonds means there is a good karmic quality.
But it takes work.
Yes.
I mean, we're always needing to figure out solutions to problems. And responsibly. So that's why we've been able to be together for almost 40 years now.
Well, that's right. There, with any six, there has to be a balancing of both the debits and the credits on the accounting. That means between each person, if one person is feeling slighted or like they're overgiving to the relationship, it won't work. It has to be balanced between both parties.
Yeah, but it also depends on what other cards you're playing to look at that.
Sure. You know, absolutely.
Yeah. Because there could be different cards at play, different shadows, for instance, that come up that, you know, we're playing differently.
Well, that's right. I mean, our own energy coming into the relationship is, of course, what matters, and how we're viewing the other person through our own cards. We're always seeing people through our own cards.
Right, so even though the Six of Diamonds is our synergy card, we're playing it out from our own hand.
Yes.
And so we might have the same purpose of both wanting to make life work.
Well, and yes, and how you come to it will be different.
Right.
But together, you're creating this harmonious order between the two of you, the Six of Diamonds.
Right. I'm looking at how other cards can play out in relationships with people, because we can have cards for our business partners, our kids, our parents, siblings, and they're all playing out differently.
Well, it's been very insightful for me in understanding these dynamics with my own partner, Vicky. Our relationship synergy card is the Ace of Spades. And knowing that has been helpful, because the Ace of Spades is about bringing forth something that was hidden and some new consciousness. And that's been very true in our relationship, that the hidden stuff comes out and for us to deal with it and look at into the shadows for each of us, because our relationship brings that out of each of us.
Right.
Just like in your relationship with Debbie, that your relationship forces you to be harmonious. Does that make sense? Because it's the Six of Diamonds.
You work on being harmonious.
Yes. It requires that of you. It demands that of you.
We strive for that.
Right. And in my case with Vicky, the Ace of Spades is like these hidden secrets coming out. And so for her and I, we're dealing with the shadow sides of each other a lot, and these hidden parts of ourselves, and having to work through that.
Yeah, I see that in your relationship with her, there's so much about discovery.
Yes, and then bringing forth the Ace of Spades is bringing forth a new consciousness. And
except that it doesn't only happen once.
No, right, exactly. This is an ongoing process.
Yeah, because the Ace of Spades is also the card of death and rebirth.
That's right.
So the old ideas die, and you discover new ones because there's space there that you have to make up for.
Well, that's right. And so that's been very true of our relationship. And again, it was really helpful to see that, like, oh, there it is. And so as with all of this knowledge, I find that it allows me to have more acceptance, to relax and trust the process, that there is a higher order harmony at work here. And, you know, when my ego gets scared, like, what the hell's going on here? Then it allows me to just take my hands off the trigger a little bit and relax into the process.
Yeah, we're on the verge of new discovery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was looking at the synergy cards of a couple of people, two couples who are friends, and they each had nines. I think one had a nine of hearts and the other had nine of diamonds. And so to me, nines are, you know, being the last single digit means that you're trying to get it all, complete it all. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I see it as a couple that they're trying to have it all. They just want to make the most, fill up to get to the 10. and the nine doesn't always get there, but at least it gets full. And then I drop off back to a one.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, there is a wanting to have it all. And in their relationship, the nine would also mean transcendence. So their relationship would require of them that they let go of old patterns and old grievances or wounds or stories and move up to a higher level. So that's what their relationship would demand of them.
Love that. So nines are people who really want to get completed as possible, but correctly.
At their best, sure.
Yeah. Right.
Otherwise, it certainly can be an overindulgence with the nines, just wanting to have it all. But at their best, it's completing an important chapter, tying a ribbon on it and closing it up and then going on to the next.
Right. So I wanted to just talk briefly about synergy cards of individuals, because I'm thinking of my family. Mm-hmm. And my kids, it's interesting because my younger son is a Queen of Hearts. My older son is a Six of Clubs. Mm-hmm. And they're wonderful people and great family members, great, dedicated to loving their family and being there for their family. And I'm so grateful to have two sons like that. And I wanted to see what their synergy cards were. And it turns out that the son is the Queen of Hearts, is actually, his synergy card is the Queen of Hearts, because his other card is the King of Spades.
Oh, right, yes.
And so it boils down to, you know, the 52 of the King of Spades erases itself.
Yes, it does.
So he's the Queen of Hearts twice.
Yeah, and this is the son you were telling me, like, everyone is his best friend.
Everybody loves him. He loves everybody.
Yeah.
But what's so fascinating is that I looked at the synergy card of my older son, and it turns out to be the Queen of Hearts too. And so I just went, of course. it's not his birth card, he's not actively, you know, building a huge amount of friends. I mean, Chris just came back from his bachelor party in Playa del Carmen, destination bachelor party, and he had 35 friends join him. and they all got along great because they all love him so much. And it was beautiful. And yet my older son it's not a birth card or a personality card. It's a harmony card. Mm-hmm. So what he is actually is a person who's the Queen of Hearts, because he just is so caring and so wonderful to people. And it made so much sense. But I'm so proud to have a family. Both my sons are Queen of Hearts.
Well, and yes, I feel that. And it brings up a very good question for me, which you're already touching on, is What's the difference between having the card as your birth card versus having it as the synergy? What's the difference in the way it shows up? And that's an open question for me, because it's still...
Right. And I like seeing it as, you know, a harmony card.
It is a harmony.
Yeah. So we're getting near the end of the show, and you and I can, of course, talk for hours on end about the cards and how each one is so fascinating and helps us so much. And so people can learn more about you from going to lifeelevated.life and reach you through that also. Mm-hmm. And you have classes and and you do private sessions for people. Yep. And that's great. Yeah. So thank you. This is always
a pleasure. Always a pleasure
to talk with you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.fm. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.